Yeah. Hey,
Right,
Tangina.
so
Good morning, everyone.
good morning, sister.
Good
Again,
morning. Good morning.
good
Thank
morning. Bless
Good
God.
morning. Thank you, Sister Pastor Henry, and thank you, Sister Henry. It's
Bless
a privilege to be here this
Bless
morning to worship with you all at Miami Church.
Yes.
And I just want to give God thanks because He's worthy.
Yes,
there's nothing good in me that I have done, but because of the mercies of God, I am still here.
Bless
and I am
God.
Thankful for the opportunity to do this. So I would just like to greet the Holy Spirit who is ahead of my life, and also Pastor Daniel Henry, who is our host pastor, Pastor Eric Sihani, who is our associate pastor,
yes,
woman's leader, Sister Judy Henry, assistant leader, Sister Fihani, and also Sister Barbara, Sister Bernice, and all the other women who is listening, and also saints of God and visiting friends.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. And today I want to bring to us the topic for today. Arise. This is the final hour.
Amen.
The Lord put these words into my spirit a few months ago. And I put it down. And Sister Henry asked me to speak. And these words came back into my spirit, because when I'm seeking God for something, you know, I have to wait on Him to see exactly what He wants me to do. And I always say, if the Lord wants me to speak something, He will give it to me. And I thank Him for putting these words into my spirit. Arise! This is the final hour.
Yes.
And our main scripture today, as you already read before, is Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, which speaks about arise and shine. And I'm not going to read out everything, but I'm just giving you a little piece. And then I have a few scriptures that I've written down because of what I have to say to us today. So you can write them down and then read them later on. And Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 to 17, spoke about spiritual sleep. Awake thou that sleepest. Then I have Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Spoke about we are the light of the world, etc. And the last one, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, which we heard a little bit earlier, spoke about the whole armor of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
But my main scripture is arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I was looking through Isaiah 58:59, and then I look at 60, verse 1. And the prophet of God, which is a major prophet, Isaiah, who God spoke to. And when God spoke to him, God chose him to deliver God's message of both judgment and hope to the people of Israel, including warnings about their rebellion and promises of the future. Before I even go there, let me pause for a minute. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for this moment. As we're about to minister your word to us, your people, and to also might be able to hear it abroad, I pray, God, that you'll open this region ears to hear and the hearts to understand what you're saying to the church in this hour, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that someone here who is not saved will surrender to you and accept you before time changes into eternity. Lord, please touch my tongue. Oh, God, as I speak your word, speak to me. Put me, oh, God, let me hold myself under your mighty hand. And let you, oh, God, be my leader and director as I do what you ask me to do. A mind and a spirit that is not of you, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, I pray that you'll have your way. And that some soul will be saved and be delivered today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, so, God's messages of both judgment and hope to the people of Israel, including warnings about the rebellion and promises of a future Messiah and restoration. He also warned them about their sins of idolatry oppression of the poor, and also about the judgment that will come upon them if they did not repent. Despite the warnings, Isaiah brought a message of hope, foretelling Israel about the coming of the Messiah, who would bring salvation, but they still were stubborn and stiff-necked. And when we look at our world today, we can see the same spirit operating. But God, and I say it again, but God is so merciful. He said in chapter 59 of Isaiah, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull of hearing. But our own iniquities have separated us from our God. Our sins have hidden his face from us, so that we will not hear, that he will not hear us. But God made a covenant with his people, Israel. So he gave them a second chance. We always speak about second chance. God has given them a second chance, and he said that his spirit will not depart from them. So when that time comes for the second chance, he'll turn back to them. And when I look at our, you know, us today as God's people, and I was meditating, I said, but God, the word of God is for us also. Because the word of God is written for our learning.
Yes.
And because of the stubbornness of Israel, and because they were so rebellious to God, God turned his back on them. But it is just for a moment, because he's going to go back to them. But he grafted us in. And we have to be so humble unto God, because he never had to do it. But because of God's mercy, because of his love, because of his grace, he grafted us into his body. So we are also a part of his people. We are also a part of the body of Christ. And now the word of God comes to us today. And I have 5 points, and I'll just go to them one by one. And the first one is arise. And when I look at the word arise, I went and I inquired upon it. The answer was in my street. I said, let me look for something. Arise to bring it home to us. Right?
Yes.
And it says, arise is a call to action. Let me repeat that. Arise is a call to action. And this word is not just for Israel, but for us today. It is a call to Jerusalem to awake from a period of darkness and mourning, and to become radiant and beautiful because God's presence and blessings was upon her. It marks the beginning of a period of restoration and glory for her. Now God is telling us here. God is calling his people to arise, and not just physically, but most importantly, spiritually.
Yes.
Arise, the call to action, as I repeat again, it's a transition from a state of inactivity, spiritual dormancy, or even death, to a state of action, life, and purpose. It's a wake-up call, and a move toward a higher spiritual state. And I'm going to read this again. When I was researching for it, and I look at this, there's a lot of mercy upon us. Arise is a call to action. It's a transformation, it's a transition from a state of inactivity, spiritual dormancy, or even death, to a state of action, life, and purpose. It's a wake-up call and a move toward a higher spiritual state. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say some things today, and I pray that people will just take it and go to God, and don't be upset with this person who is speaking it, but just do what God bids them to do. Because God has chosen people to minister his word. And if we are guilty of anything when the word comes, God sent his word to heal us. He sent his word to cleanse us and to wash us. And so we have to humble ourselves and go to him. And we arise in the morning. I'm speaking physically right now, literally speaking about us now, not spiritual right now. I'm going to go into this natural path, then go into the spiritual path. When we arise in the morning, what's the first thing that we should do? pray. But sometimes you go straight to the bathroom and start preparing our physical body for work or whatever we have to do. We make sure that the outer man is well dressed up, looking nice and ready for the road. But in this case, God wants us to arise from our spiritual sleep.
Yes.
Our inner man is more important to be taken care of than the outer man.
Every time.
We are in a spiritual warfare, and we have to arise spiritually. Get up, take off our pajamas, our spiritual pajamas, because a lot of us are still sleeping. My God, we have been sleeping for too long. God wants us to wash ourselves in the blood of the Lamb. Get rid of all the things that have us all messed up and get us, you know, like messed up. Get rid of all the envy and the jealousy and the anger and the hatred. And you can add some whatever else you want to add to that. We have to arise to the occasion. We need to put on our spiritual garment. And God also gives us a dress code, how we are to dress. I'm not going to touch the spiritual dress code yet. But when I look into the situation in our lives today, people are focusing more on the natural man than the spiritual man. And so we dress to please our flesh.
Yes.
We just, when we look at in the Word of God in Genesis, before sin came, Adam and Eve was naked. But God can't stand nakedness. And because they partake of the sin that he told them not to partake of, they become exposed. They didn't know they were naked before. But as they partake of the sin, they became exposed, and they realized that they were naked, and they tried to hide themselves with the fig leaves, literally. But later on, God, when God began to call Adam and say, Adam, where art thou? And he was afraid of God. He was fearful because, he did something wrong. I mean, there's a story in that scripture. So I won't go through that. But what I'm trying to say here today is that because they were naked and God didn't want to see the nakedness, he himself, he gave them the garments to put on. He clothed them so that they would cover up.
Yes.
But now today, we are realizing that the world is creeping into the church. Well, I wouldn't say the church, because the church, God's body can't accept that. But the world is creeping into the people who is coming into the building, and they forget about the fear of God, and they're coming in and they're dressing just like the world.
Yes.
And I say that to say this, because when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we'll be preparing ourselves to go to God's house. The Spirit of the Lord is the one to dress us and tell us, don't put on this, put on that. Because we are going to worship God, and we are going to get ourselves ready to go before God, to humble ourselves, to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we have to look in a certain way so that God can come down among us and worship with us, send down his glory upon us. When the physical man is going to the courthouse, they have to attire themselves in a certain way, otherwise they cannot come in court. Sometimes on our jobs, they give us a dress code to dress. And if we don't dress that way, we cannot go on the job. But when we come into God's house, he wants us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. Because we are going to a holy God, we are going to his sanctuary, and he wants to come down among us and be with us and saturate us. So we have to carry ourselves in a certain way that he can come and be in the midst of us.
Yes, yes.
God give us a dress code. And I'm out of the flesh now. God has given us a spiritual dress code. And we can find the dress code in the scripture that was read this morning. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And we know what that dress code is. Thank you, Jesus. He has given us the spiritual garments to put on. First of all, we need the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people are seeking God to receive the Holy Spirit anymore, especially young folks. They don't want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and that is what is going to take us to glory, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And here on earth, we have to be filled with the Spirit of God to go out on the mission field, So our garments, that it was not, the Lord gives us spiritual garments, we have to put them on to cover us up and to protect us and make sure that we have on the full armor of God. That is our spiritual garment.
Amen.
Some of us, we want a part of the garment. We don't want the whole thing. And so we are exposed to the enemy. Our bodies are not covered up. Our spirit, spiritual man, are not covered up with the garment that God gives us. So we are exposed to the enemy. So when we go out on the mission of fishing, are we going to do anything for God? If we are not fully clothed, if we don't have on the whole armor of God, we will be exposed to the enemy, we'll be a weakling. So when the enemy comes like a flood, if the Holy Ghost is not inside of us, what is going to lift up a standard against the enemy? Nothing. Then the enemy will put us and box us all over the place. And then we will lose the battle because we don't have the spiritual garment on. So God is telling us today that he wants us to be clothed in the spiritual garment that he gives us to you. Thank you, Jesus. And let me go on a little further. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Arise out of our laziness. Sometimes God gives us something to do and we say we're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to procrastinate and we're not going to do it just yet. But it's an urgency. God wants us to get out of our laziness. Arise from our slothfulness.
Yeah.
Worship ourselves and get ready for the work of God. For God has called us to do our work. And we have to arise out of our drunkenness. Many of God's people are drunk with the cares of this life. So many things are happening right now. We look at our situation here in this place we live, and even all over the world. So many people are drunk and with the cares of this life because a lot of things are happening, and people are fearful. And there's so many scriptures that said people are going to be running to and fro because people are going to be going through a lot of stuff, and some people are can't take it. And people are going to commit suicide and do all kind of stuff. So many killing is going on now because people are fearful. People don't know what to do. But the word of God is coming to us today.
Yes.
We got people who are here know God's word to go out and to help them. Because many are dying. Many are sick. They need someone to come to to come to their rescue. We need someone to go and witness to them. We have to arise to the occasion. We have to arise from all kind of confusion. Now, when again we have some confusion coming up, you have to run the devil. Arise some confusion and contention. Come out of the ordinary and get into the extraordinary. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God
yes.
wants us to do exploits in our lives because we are not rising to the occasion. To the occasion, so many things are happening to cause us to stumble and to falter. When we wake up in the morning, we get up, we do all kinds of stuff. God wants to wash us in his blood. That is what's going to wash us up. The physical water is going to wash us naturally. But God wants to wash us in his blood.
Yes.
God gave us a dress, what I said before, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 18. We have to put on the whole armor of God. That's our dress code for battle. If we don't have on that dress code, we ain't ready yet.
Yes.
Lord, help me, Jesus, personally talking to myself, too, because when I speak to anybody, I talk to me, too. I have to get on the whole armor of God so that I can be able to stand against the world of the devil in this hour. God made a covenant with his people, Israel. If they turn to him, he will forgive them. We are also his people. We are also his people. So if we repent and put on his garment that he told us to put on, we will be ready for the battlefield. If we put on his garment that he gave us, not our own battle, our dressing, but put on his dress code, we will be able to stand, my God, in this battle because we are fighting a spiritual warfare. We have to be prepared for this time that we are living in. Praise God. God always gives us the right tool for the job. God didn't send us over here.
Amen.
He always
Amen.
Prepared his people.
Yes.
When we are going out on the evangelistic team, or if you're going out personally witnessing, and it's not wise to even go by ourselves, you have to have because the Lord Jesus, he went out 2 by 2, you know, because God sent out these people. And you might go by yourself sometimes, but we should go as either with a couple or many or whatever to go out in the battlefield. And all of us have to be ready and be prepared and have on our spiritual garments.
Yes.
If someone in the camp don't have on the spiritual garments, the enemy might try to attack, but because most people that have on the garments, he cannot get close. But that one particular person who don't have it on, they will have to stay back. That's a point. They are in the upper room for 120. 120 was up there. 120 of them was in the upper room. They was up there getting themselves ready until the Holy Ghost come and fill them up.
Yes.
We need there's an urgency for God's people to be filled up with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Without the Spirit of God, we can't make it in this hour that we're living in. We can see that things are happening more and more, and it's frightening what is happening. And if we don't go out there prepared, the enemy's gonna attack us. And some people will die in battle, some people will die in battle, so if the enemy attack us, as long as we have on the garment and we have the Holy Ghost within us, we die in the battlefield, we're going to be with God. And God don't have nobody who is fearful. God give his soldiers. My God, he is like, he make it like a flint. He put on the garments upon us and give us the desire to go and stand up to fight for him so that he can fight for us and to cover us under his blood. As long as we are covered under the blood of Jesus, no devil can come and stop us. No devil can attack us. And as I said before, if he attack us because God allowed him to attack us, God will stand up for us right in the midst of that. Because when you look at those men who have gone on before, they were attacked. Many of them were killed. So many things you read about what happened to some of them. And we ain't going to nothing yet. But we have to be prepared now so that when our time comes, we can be able to stand. The second thing that I want to touch on is shine. God brought us through so many rough valleys. So many different testings and trials.
And they put $50.
And now he wants us to shine.
We're telling them to just cancel the transaction. They say it was too late because I'd already deposited.
Now he wants us to shine.
Why did they put $50?
Jesus. God brought us through some rough valleys, and now he wants to shine. Wants us to shine our light. And don't put it on a bushel. Jesus is our light. And Jesus has come to us. Jesus bring light to us. Jesus Christ is our light.
Yeah.
And I have a question. Are we shining our light? We need to turn the light on. We need to trim our lamp. If our light has gone dim, if our light has gone out, we have a job to do. We have to get rid of the soot. We have to clean up our lamp. Our vessels, get rid of everything that was making us and making our light go dim. Stop hiding our light under a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Tear up everything that is covering it up. Some of us have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. And I'm not speaking to but just Miami church. I'm speaking to whoever will hear this word. One foot in the church, one foot in the world.
Yes.
We have to be sincere and be honest in our walk with God. The word of God says we are a city set on a hill. If our light is shining, it will be seen to the life we live at home, at school, on our job, our neighborhood, on the street, on the buses, on the train, in our conversation daily. If Jesus is on board, he will be seen. He will be manifested when we open our mouth. What's inside is what's going to come out.
Yes.
So if Jesus is inside, Jesus will come out.
Yes.
Anything in our action, anything that we do, Jesus has to be the forefront. Now if the enemy is on board, he also will be seen and be manifested too. So whose seed are we? If we are a seed of God, we are children of light. We need to check our spirit. Let us walk as children of light. If we walk in the light, as the word of God said, as he is in the light, we will have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that is in 1 John 1, verse 7. Now I'm going to my third point. The third point is, thy light has come, which I said something about that earlier. Jesus, who is our light, has come. Yes, he has come to our rescue. He is here right now with us while we are here ministering and worshiping him this morning. He brought deliverance. He healed our bodies many times over. He provides for us, and he is with us always. As long as we have him with us, we don't have to fear. We have to reach out and touch him when he's passing by, because he's risen. He's not in the tombstone no more. My God, thank you, Jesus, Lord, because you are risen. We don't have to worry anymore, because we have a risen Savior with us today.
Yes.
We are no longer in darkness.
Yes.
Because God has come. Jesus has come. He brought us the light. He is the light of the world, and he's the light in our life today. Our eyes are open to the understanding.
Yes.
But our eyes, we are not in any darkness no more. Our eyes are open to the understanding of the revelation of Jesus Christ, because of the light of the gospel is not hidden anymore.
No.
The light of the gospel is not hidden anymore.
Amen.
Jesus, why? Because he gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we can know and behold the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us come. We are not longer in the darkness, because God gave us the full body ministry. He gave us the full body ministry. Hallelujah. He gave us the prophets. We're not lacking anything. We have everything that we need. He gave us the whole thing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm going to repeat that again. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect, because God is looking for perfection, you know. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we can know and behold the mysteries of God.
Thank
and my fourth point, the glory of the Lord is risen upon me, upon us. When we become partakers of that light, we will see the glory of God. We will become so enveloped in God, so that when men look at us, they will not see us, but they will see the God in us. The glory of the Lord will be beaming out of us, shining all around us, coming forth from us when we stand to minister the word of God to his people. Men will see the angel of God. And then I have a question here. Can you see beyond the flesh? So when God's people is ministering, sometimes people are looking at the flesh man standing, our flesh man standing before them. But when we are filled with the Spirit of God and the glory of God coming upon us, they will not see no flesh no more. But they will see the God in us and fear with them and run to Jesus. People are running from the altar. People are running from Jesus. People need to run to Jesus. They need to see the glory of God in us. They need to see God in us that we say we are serving.
Yes, Lord.
Can we see beyond the flesh? Yes, we can. If we have spiritual eyes to see, we can see. We have to see beyond the individual and see Jesus. Behold the man-child Jesus in the angel, for he's standing up ministering the word of God. Behold the glory. And we have to come out of the flesh to see that. Come out of the flesh and get into the spirit and become a partaker of his divine nature.
Indeed.
Come out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Come out of the ordinary and get into the extraordinary. Become a partaker of the glory of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We want to be a part of his divine nature. So we cannot be that in the flesh. That's why God is speaking to us spiritually today and saying, you have to put on the whole armor. God ain't in no flesh armor, you know. God ain't in no no clothes, armor. He wants us to put on the whole armor, even though he's not in the clothes business like that. We still have to just to please him. Literally, I'm talking physically. Just to please him, and also please him in the back of his clothing. And my last point. Arise. This is the final hour. None of us know when Christ is going to come. None of us know if he's going to come for the church, when he's going to come for the church, I mean. And none of us know when he's going to come for us individually. So he wants us to arise because this is the final hour. We don't know if he's going to come next second or next minute for individuals. We don't know when he's going to come for his body, but we can see that his signs are pointing towards home. Because many things that he said in his word is already fulfilled, and many are still to be fulfilled. Sometimes we see something is happening suddenly, and that's how things are going to happen. Suddenly, some things are going to come upon us. Suddenly, some things are going to happen in the world, and we're going to begin to be fearful and wondering, Lord, I wonder if this is the coming of Jesus. Don't be fearful and wondering, but just be ready. Because when we look at the 10 virgins, all of them were virgins, but only 5 of them were ready.
Yes.
All of us are going to church. All of us are worshiping on Sunday morning, whatever time we got in the building. But out of the few is just a few. The remnant, God's people will be saved. Only those who have the Spirit of God, only those who have on the spiritual garment, and are here well done, the good and faithful coming, the good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Jesus, have mercy upon us. Help us, Lord. And help us to arise. Stop saying we're going to do, and arise. Get to the occasion. Do it. It's an action word. Arise. Get up. Time is short. Only 1 hour we have left. Let me look at God's timing. He said, 1,000 years is like 1 day. And 1 day is like 1,000 years. He's the one who's going to know what time and what to do. But time is sharp, only 1 hour we have left. This is no time to waste time. We can't waste it. I thank God that the word of God said that we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We can't base our salvation on nobody else's own. My husband can't save me. My sisters and brothers in the training can't save me. We have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. When the Spirit of God comes to convict us, we have to ask God for mercy and forgiveness and drop off the old man and get on the new man and get our vessels ready. Because nobody knows when, nobody knows what's going to happen. And God spoke to us. He's been speaking to us for a long time. Get up and go. Get up and do. Get yourself organized. Get yourself ready. But you're going to come in here and say, oh, no. Your time is not my time. This is my time now. That's it. We don't want that to happen to us. How long is 1 hour? We do not know. Zechariah said that he will be shined by fire. And only those who go through will come forth as pure gold. We are going through some testings and trials on this earth. And it's not even as hard as some people right now who is living underground, have to be hiding to get gospel, out. They can't even come and tell anybody to see them. They will get killed. Many people are dying on the battlefield. So many things are happening even here right now in our area. People don't care no more. People don't fear full of anything anymore. People, if somebody ready to shoot you, then they just do it. They don't care. The devil, the demons are on the earth so much now. Working in people who are walking and well dressed and look good. The enemy is in them, occupying them. And we don't know when they're going to attack. We don't know what's going to happen. That's why we have to stay covered under the blood.
Yeah.
Many of us go to trial. Many are going to be tried by many strong trials and testings. May God help us to be able to go to them and come out as pure gold. So we don't know what our portion is. We don't know our destiny. We don't know. We don't know what is in our pathway. Only God knows that.
Yes.
But he's preparing us. And he tells us to put on his armor. Yeah. Okay, because when we go to define, we're going to come forth as pure gold. So if we want to be, if we are a seed of God, number one, if you're not the seed of God, you're not going to go to the distance, to the end. But if you're a seed of God, you will make it to the end.
Amen.
The enemy is setting the fire hotter and hotter for the seed of God. He's making things really bad for the seed of God. But as long as we are a seed, able to survive. Jesus says to people, cover us out here, brother, in the name of Jesus. If I tell yourself that you will survive, I tell myself that I will survive. People have lost the fear of God. No respect for God. No respect for God's servants. No respect for God's house. May God help us. But touch not the Lord's anointed. Be careful. Do not touch the apple of God's eye. Because people will do stuff. I think they are attacking God's people. But God will deal with them. When God's people stand up and say his word, whether it be a male or female, God, that's the apple of God's eye. And people don't want to listen. Even sometimes the congregation, they're so stubborn and stiff-necked, they don't want to listen when the word of God is coming. And they will do anything to distract the man of God or the woman of God and do things that is not right in the sight of God. People need deliverance. We have to be holy to deliver them. Yeah. We cannot be an effective witness with sin in our members. We have to repent. Whatever it is that is dear, hindering the Spirit of God to enter us, we have to repent of it. We have to look at ourselves in God's mirror. Not literal mirror, because we can't see the wrong things when you look in a literal mirror. But search our spirit and go to God and repent and ask him, Lord, forgive me for my laziness. Forgive me for my slothfulness. Forgive me, Lord, for just relaxing many times and not going to do what you bid me to do. Because when you save all of us, you give us a commission. You say, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. If you want God to work for us, we will have to obey his word. And I'm coming down just now. We'll be known by our fruits. If we are always sad and gloomy, let's check ourselves. If we are never happy, let's check ourselves. If we are always quick-tempered, we need to check ourselves. If we are always miserable, check ourselves to see who is living inside of us. Because if we are like that, it cannot be God in that just so. Because God is a holy God, and he don't mingle with anything that is not right. God does not have that kind of spirit. So if we find ourselves in certain things that is not of God, know he who might be inside. We are servants to whom we obey.
Yes.
If we find ourselves in such predicament, we have to run to Jesus quickly. God is looking for us to move quickly. You know, once ago, we juggle our feet and things happen. If somebody do something wrong, they don't want to repent, they don't want to say sorry. They carry for weeks, for months, for years. And that's a burden. The sin of unforgiveness is a burden. If we carry things in our spirit, we don't feel fearful of getting cut off. So we carry that thing in us for years. And when something suddenly fester, it gets messed up and it will run straight over into death now, because when it is finished, you bring forth it. Is that somebody kill you or you kill somebody or something and it's done? It dead spiritually. Did you spiritually, physically? Because sin brings sickness and diseases. All those sicknesses that come and attack God's children, there are spirits behind them.
Yes.
And the enemy comes and he brings some of them to hit God's people, to whip us sometimes so hard. And we wonder why. Sometimes it's a test. Sometimes you go through these things to see how we're going to, if we're going to run to the enemy and turn our back on God. But when we stand the test, just like Job went through a lot, but he stood the test. He did not give up on God.
No.
He kept on. He held on to his integrity. Lord, help us. If we find ourselves in such predicament, we need to run to the Lord Jesus and make it right. Before we go to God, make it right with our fellow men, then make it right with the Lord Jesus, because he said something about that in scripture, to go back to your friend and make it right, then come to him. If we have done something wrong to hinder us, and it keeps coming back to haunt us, maybe we did not fully repent. Because some people, I heard people say before, they don't feel like God forgives them, because the thing that they did is haunting them. But if they fully surrender their life to God and He forgive them, they will overcome that. Until, because until they do that, they will be miserable all of their life. This is the final hour.
Yes.
Go to God. Go and do God's business. Do God, do whatever God's will is, and that the only will we have to be is to do what God tells us to. He bid us to do something. That is His will. Tell someone about Jesus. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. People are dying. People need the Lord. We need to go as the Lord commanded us to go. As I said before, when God saved us, that was the commission He gave all of us. And we are guilty. We are guilty. All of us are guilty. It is not doing what God tells us to do. That's why this topic came. This is the final hour. And in Isaiah 60 verse 1, that whole first verse, arise and shine. Put on, and the other verses, put on the whole armor of God. Because God wants us to prepare ourselves for the battle. He wants us to go more quickly. If He wants us to get changed for real, we got to move quickly. Otherwise, things are going to happen. And we're going to say, Lord, I wish I did so, I wish I did so.
Yes.
If we go on the highways and the byways, in the hedges, and command the people to repent.
Yes.
We can't force anybody to repent. We can't do that. But we go out and we speak the word. And God is the one going to do the giant. But we just have to go and do it. Arise. This is the final hour.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for His work today. Praise God. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.